5 Ways to Boost Fertility in a World of Declining Birth Rates. Last year, the U.S. fertility rate reached an all-time low, according to World Bank data. For those concerned about infertility, it may be a good idea to consider interventions that improve health, as they can boost the chance of becoming pregnant. Optimal fertility is really just an expression of optimal health, Jessica Sharrett, doctor of acupuncture and oriental medicine at Heal Los Angeles, told the Epoch Times. When your metabolism, hormones, immune system, and mitochondria are thriving, your reproductive health benefits, too. In some cases, lifestyle changes alone can make a significant difference, as they not only boost fertility but also lay the foundation for a healthier pregnancy, said doctors Abby Eblen, Carrie Bedient, and Susan Hudson, reproductive endocrinologists and co-hosts of the Fertility Docs and Censored podcast. However, lifestyle changes and medical treatments often work best in conjunction with each other, they told the Epoch Times. Sharrett suggests lifestyle changes 3 to 6 months before trying to conceive, to give time for healthier eggs to develop. 1. Pursue an optimal weight. A review published in the International Journal of Medical Sciences suggested that modest weight loss is important for fostering fertility. Outcomes in women include improvements in reproductive hormone profiles, menstrual cycle regularity, ovulation, conception, and pregnancy. Outcomes in men include improvements in reproductive hormone profiles, sexual function, and sperm form and movement. Dr. David Gosland, board certified in obstetrics and gynecology in Orange County, California, said in an email to the Epoch Times that he often sees the benefits of weight loss on fertility in his practice. One of his patients, a 28-year-old, had been trying to conceive for 18 months. Last month, after losing only 22 pounds over the course of 4 months, she became pregnant. He said that the metabolic link is much more profound than most physicians realize. The mechanism is that visceral adipose tissue produces inflammatory chemicals that act directly to disrupt follicular development, which precedes egg formation. Reducing inflammation through weight loss creates conditions in which conception may again become possible naturally. In my clinic, IVF patients who enhance their metabolic health before using fertility medications experience success rates that are 65% higher during their initial IVF cycle, said Gosland. 2. Eat a healthy diet. Nutrition plays a big role in reproductive health, Amy Chow, a registered dietitian at BC Dietitians, said in an email to the Epoch Times. The food we eat can influence hormone balance, egg and sperm quality, and the body's ability to conceive. Aside from providing energy, nutrients play bioactive roles that support reproductive function, reduce inflammation, and help regulate key processes such as ovulation. A review published in Biology found that the Mediterranean diet protects against infertility, while the Western diet increases risk. Fatty acids are an example of a nutrient with bioactive properties, said Chow. In the Mediterranean diet, sources such as olive oil, avocados, nuts, and seeds, and fatty fish provide healthy fats that reduce inflammation and support fertility. In contrast, the Western diet's trans fats, common in processed and fast foods, promote insulin resistance and inflammation, which can impair ovulation and lower fertility, according to cohort studies. The type and quality of proteins eaten also affect fertility, she said. Plant-based proteins, such as those in beans, tend to support fertility, while excessive intakes of animal proteins may be linked to a higher risk of infertility. Research suggests that animal protein is linked to a high risk of anovulation, the failure to ovulate, while replacing some animal protein with plant protein reduces the risk of anovulation infertility. Concerning carbohydrates, Chow recommends focusing on whole, fiber-rich, and low-glycemic index options, which can help stabilize blood sugar and support the body's natural hormonal regulation. Examples include brown rice, old-fashioned oats, and 100% whole grain bread. In contrast, high glycemic foods include cookies, crackers, cakes, white bread, and sugary beverages. People with or without hormone-related conditions, like PCOS or endometriosis, can benefit from dietary improvements, Chow said. Endometriosis causes infertility through multiple factors, including disrupted ovary function and a reduced capacity to support the implantation of a fertilized egg due to scarring. Chow added that while fertility supplements are widely marketed, dietitians always advise a food-first approach. Most people can meet their nutritional needs through a balanced diet. An important practice that impairs fertility is undereating, which includes excessive weight loss, stress, and exercise, Shira Susi, a prenatal dietitian, said in an email to the Epoch Times. When the body doesn't get enough food for energy, this deficit can lead to low levels of estrogen, sometimes accompanied by high cortisol, as well as low thyroid and insulin levels, she said. Susi noted that severe undereating can disrupt hormones and lead to functional hypothalamic amenorrhea, a condition that stops ovulation. I would even argue against practicing intermittent fasting when trying to conceive, given this link between undereating, ovulatory dysfunction, and hormone imbalance, she said. 3. Manage stress. Lori Binder, a doctor of acupuncture with Santa Monica Acupuncture and Wellness, said that in both sexes, managing stress is vital. High cortisol levels can disrupt the delicate balance of reproductive hormones. Acupuncture does this by activating the parasympathetic nervous system, encouraging the body to shift from a fight-or-flight state into a rest-and-reproduce state. When the body is in a fight-or-flight state, sympathetic nervous system dominance, stress hormones such as cortisol and adrenaline rise. These hormones can interfere with ovulation and reduce blood flow to the reproductive organs. Essentially, the body prioritizes survival over reproduction, she said. Substances that strain the body, whether recreational, prescription, or excessive caffeine, tobacco, and alcohol, can also quietly undermine fertility. A review published in Reproduction and Fertility advises the following. Refrain from using recreational drugs, which increase the risk of sexually transmitted diseases and infections that lead to infertility. Avoid taking unnecessary prescription drugs, as many of them affect reproductive processes. Limit excessive caffeine intake, which can worsen fertility problems. Additionally, regular exercise is a powerful tool for reducing stress, offering particular benefits for women coping with infertility. 4. Avoid harmful environmental agents. Perfluoroalkyl substances, chemicals that disrupt the endocrine system, are widespread in the environment. They are present in drinking water and a wide scope of consumer products, such as non-stick cookware and waterproof clothing. The National Institutes of Health reported on a study in Singapore that found exposure to these chemicals may decrease fertility in women by as much as 40%. PFAS can disrupt our reproductive hormones and have been linked to delayed puberty onset and increased risks for endometriosis and polycystic ovary syndrome in few previous studies. What our study adds is that PFAS may also decrease fertility in women who are generally healthy and are naturally trying to conceive, said senior author Dr. Damaskini Valvai, assistant professor of environmental medicine and public health at Icon Mount Sinai, in a press statement. People can reduce their exposure by buying PFAS-free products and avoiding foods linked to higher levels, lead author Nathan Cohen, a postdoctoral research fellow with the Department of Environmental Medicine and Public Health at the Icon School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, added in a statement. The best way to minimize exposure to PFAS is to replace regular dental floss with uncoated or natural silk floss because most brands put polytetrafluoroethylene on top of the floss, Dr. Eleonora Fedenenko, a dermatologist at Your Laser Skin Care, said in an email to the Epoch Times. This harmful coating can enter the body through small cuts in the gums and may accumulate over time. Toxic chemicals aren't the only environmental threat to fertility. A number of electronics emit electromagnetic fields radiation, which can impair reproductive and endocrine function. Examples include cordless phones, mobile phones, computer monitors, and broadcasting towers. A review published in Clinical and Experimental Reproductive Medicine found that, based on preclinical animal studies, EMF exposure can affect reproductive hormones as well as embryonic, pregnancy, and fetal development. Despite these findings, evidence from the broader body of research is insufficient to confirm electromagnetic radiation as a risk factor for infertility. However, until more is known, it may be worthwhile to take precautions. Fedenenko said that increasing distance and time are important for reducing EMF exposures. She offered the following advice that can lower risk without interfering with daily life. Maintain a distance of 12 inches between mobile devices and the body when in use. Use wired headsets for calls longer than 5 minutes. Store phones in a separate room or at least 6.5 feet away during 6 to 8 hours of sleep at night. Turn off Wi-Fi routers at night. Place laptops on desks rather than laps when using a wired internet connection. Do not carry phones in pockets all the time. 5. Try supportive therapies. Reflexology is a type of massage that applies pressure to points on the hands and feet. It is based on the theory that each point links to a specific body part, and massaging it promotes health in that area by releasing blockages and stimulating energy. Fertility reflexology focuses on the nervous, endocrine, and reproductive systems, Erica Cochrack, a fertility and maternity reflexologist, said in an email to the Epoch Times. This type of massage is deeply relaxing, and after a few weeks, clients notice their overall stress levels dropping, Cochrack said. She added that reflexology can help balance hormones and may even improve how the body responds to fertility medication during IVF. According to Cochrack, when stress drops, cortisol levels decrease, which allows the brain and endocrine system to communicate clearly. This, in turn, allows hormones that regulate the menstrual cycle to work as they should. A review suggests that acupuncture is a supportive therapy for fertility. The authors found that it helps restore the balance of female reproductive hormones, fosters regular ovulation, and prepares the egg for ovulation. Acupuncture also fosters blood flow in the endometrial artery, which improves the chances of a successful embryo transfer during IVF. From the integrated perspective of both Eastern and Western medicine, optimizing fertility in women and men involves supporting the whole body rather than focusing solely on the reproductive system, said Binder. For females, acupuncture treatments can help regulate menstrual cycles, improve blood flow to the ovaries and uterus, and reduce stress hormones that interfere with ovulation, she said. For males, acupuncture can improve testicular blood flow, reduce inflammation, and support healthy sperm production by influencing hormonal balance and reducing oxidative stress.